a really open mind is willing to be influenced by things it can't understand. A truly open mind is willing to know things that there's no way for it to know. Questions so far? Comments, thoughts?
Let's take a look at somebody's solicited questions.
Three very good questions. See if we get to
them. Well, it's never about the other person. I mean,
so, flesh out your understanding.
Well, the other person's always about what's being reflected, whatever's being reflected is whatever's in you. And,
do you know that for a fact?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. Sometimes it's like
So are you deeply depressed?
No, but it's almost like I'm talking to myself sometimes. And I know it doesn't really matter who's in front of me. And I can see still how my opinions and judgments cloud up the knowing what's beyond the mind.
They even cloud up knowing what's in the mind. Forget about beyond the mind.
Yeah, that's true. Noticing being very careful about relating that. I remember once you had written or mentioned that all relationships are eternal, and I don't remember the other word you used. But so, I noticed.
Eternal's enough.
Hmm? Eternal, yeah. Eternal.
I haven't said it since the time I said it because I don't want to scare people.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's something to really pay attention to, and then you have to really be. Then you have, there's huge responsibility. And it's interesting because I see that in that responsibility, I'm much more careful or cautious. To the point where in getting more involved with more intimately involved with different people, there's definitely caution, and I know that human bonding is, like what Adidas says, human bonding is